Are you waiting for me?
No.
Okay.
We're doing silence real quick.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
You should know by Movielicious that I'm not good at that.
You're fine. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your neat couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, August 26th, 2013.
And this is episode Pelham 123.
Pelham 123? Yeah, apparently I can't put it right. But we have a special guest tonight.
We do.
And I'm so excited to have her. She's involved in movies, games, and woodworking of all things, Nicole Spagnolo.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I feel so relaxed listening to you. Nice and chill.
It is nice and chill. That's how it is. There's no stress. We just come on and talk.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, we've known Nicole for a long time. Yeah. Met her through the Frog Pants kind of thing.
Well, AIE.
AIE yep. First is mm-hmm. where we
AIE
met.
First, and then kind of Frog yeah. Pants evolved from that. So. Yeah,
right.
And she does one of my favorite podcast, Ladies of Leet.
Oh, you are too sweet.
It is. I love it. It's great. I just heard the latest one earlier today, and I'm so glad you all went weekly. It is great.
It's funny. It makes it easier. You would think doing a podcast more often would make it a little bit more challenging, but I find that the predictability and the fact that we just know every Thursday we're just recording.
Right.
So. Exactly. And you don't have to, you know, wait for all that news and then just have it come out in like two weeks worth of news in one show.
Right. So. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Renee said, I mean, it's one of her favorites. Well, also one of my favorites as well.
Oh, you know, he's so sweet.
You know, even though I give you a hard time about the games and I'm here to say the reason I do is that because I feel by myself that I feel like I'm your brother and I can give you a hard time about
it. If he gives people a hard time, then he's...
That's what's great about the Frog Pants community. I think, you know, joining that, I have a younger brother, but I've never had older brothers.
Right.
So I feel like a lot, like Scott and Brian, all of you guys are my older brothers.
How do you think I am?
I don't know, but I'm just throwing you into the category.
Okay.
But
I don't think I'm that much older.
No.
I don't think. But no.
I was born in 76. I don't care.
Well, I'm a year older. I was 75.
79.
But I love you all's opinion. I remember when you got added to the final score with Scott and Brian.
We were excited.
We were so excited about that.
This is perfect fit.
You know,
it's a good time. It doesn't seem like it's been as long as it has, right?
How do you keep Brian in line? He is like all over the place.
He's awesome. And I think from the very early days, the whole smack talk thing coming up and, like I said, my older brother. So what do? You just poke at your older brother.
Right.
You know, and he does the same to me. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Right. Definitely. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let Renee make the official introduction. Or did you already?
I already did, but I wanted to talk about Mark's woodworking. You officially quit your job to work on your all's entrepreneurship full time. And that was when did you do that?
In April of this year.
April this year. So I would have been scared to death.
Believe me, it was a weird transition because for 13 years, well, even before that, I've worked a full-time job since I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Going into an office, 9-to-5 kind of stuff.
Right.
And we started the Wood Whisperer back in 2006. And we just kind of both been building it, and I would work on it. And with my job at the time, I would have blocks of free time. Mm-hmm. So I would be insanely busy for like 2 months straight, travel, and then like nothing for a month.
Right.
So I would have these peaks and valleys that I was able to help a lot in those early stages. But then after we had Mateo in 2011, things just got, and the business is so really, really successful that we finally decided, hey, I think it's time for you to make the move. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I know one of our friends, he was looking to make a table. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as soon as he said, do I have any woodworking friends? I was like, hey, yes. You need to go to thewoodwhisper.com.
We have the epitome of woodworking, you know, friends. What are you talking about?
And so they actually came down this weekend and visited us. And we actually watched one of Mark's videos. This is actually the first time I actually sat down and watched one of his videos. And they're a nerdy couple as well. Mm-hmm. And I think in their mind, well, in a lot of people's mind, Mark doesn't fit the what you would think a woodworker.
Like dry, and then dry, you and measure this, and then you do it.
You smell that wood that is like maple. That's the best wood ever, you know?
Yeah, like he's really chill with it, and he makes little jokes, and he has awesome t-shirts. And
By the way, I buy all of his t-shirts.
Yes.
See, look,
there
yeah.
There you go.
So you should have that in the like little byline, t-shirts by Nicole.
And you also are like the ultimate at marketing. I mean, this whole, you know, conglomerate of how to be empowered and use social media, internet, this whole mainstream to the peak of to where, you know, like you said, Mark's show is successful as well as Ladies Elite, and when you guys were doing the other shows. It's just amazing.
It's funny to hear you say that, because I don't even think in those terms. I just kind of do. I've always been like, let's stop talking and let's do it.
Right.
Right. So, and I'm a big advocate of like bootstrap, just getting things done, whether it's, and trying to get the most out of little to no money.
Right.
So when we first started the business, I was doing guerrilla marketing. I was looking at ways to just really to trade, barter. I wasn't really great at Photoshop. I could get by if I had to.
Right.
But I had a friend who was really good at it. And so I would trade. I was traveling a lot. So I would trade him miles, trips.
Oh, wow.
That's a great idea.
New York City. And he would do a lot of Photoshop work for me.
Wow.
And so in those earlier days, I did a lot of like bartering and trading and things like that. And doing what you're doing, being on other people's podcasts, I would call into Leo's show, mm-hmm. the tech guy, because
mm-hmm.
I had legitimate questions, because that industry in 2006 was so new. It was like, what's ad buys and CPMs and all this weird. So I just really educated myself. And that's the beauty of the internet. You don't necessarily have to go to school for marketing.
Right.
You just have to be willing to just dig in there and read about it and educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a lot done just by doing that. Well, and there is a point where you have to know, okay, now it's time to pay somebody.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
We got to the, you know, there was a point in time where we were on a $4 a month GoDaddy plan, mm-hmm. and it got to the point where we had so much traffic to the website that they were like, yeah, you can't be on shared hosting anymore.
Right, right.
So you had to step it up to the next and pay a little bit more to be on a dedicated host and things like that. So it's an evolution. I don't mm-hmm. think in this kind of area, we expect to just flip a switch and be popular. You got to work at it and treat it like a job, kind of.
Exactly. So, yeah.
A fun job, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, if you want to get there, you have to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I can't see myself doing. I wish I had that drive that you seem to have. You have that intense, go get them, I'm going to get it done. And I couldn't turn this into a business.
You got to find what you're passionate about. And you got to be really passionate about it.
I'm passionate about sleeping. Like, can I make money?
What is it?
sleeping. Can I
sleeping? Oh, if that could be, I would be. You I would sleep be ahead studies. Of you on that one.
You sleep studies. Yeah, I'll do your sleep study. but yeah, it's awesome. And you were also the co-host of the now past podcast Movielicious, who everybody still talks about, even though it's been off the air for a while. Everybody really loved it. And
I loved it too.
Yeah. And it's nice that you still get to talk about movies on the morning stream when you come in. You talk about your recommendals, which is awesome.
Which gets added to our list of
getting added.
Our list of, so we do a roll every week of a random roll in our queue of movies. And that random movie we get to watch. And of course, you know, we have a lot of your movies there as well, a lot of Bad Eggs as well.
Yeah, like I add Bad Eggs on purpose just to give it some danger factor.
To spice it up.
Yeah, because if they're all good, you know, it's awesome. Never any fun. I put in, I think, the Power Rangers Christmas special or something like that. Yeah. So
how do you do the random roll?
We used to go to random.org, but now we have one of our listeners that comes every week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Hando.
He does a slash roll in WoW for us.
Yep. Nice. Which is very appropriate.
And so. It kind of makes me sad because Netflix changed the freaking Insta queue to the your list, and they took away my numbers on the web, so I have to boot up my Apple TV and all this other stuff so I can get the actual numbers.
Yeah.
But you could always just copy it and drop it into like a Google Excel doc and it'll number it for you.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't. Does it show up as a list? Because all I have are the blocks of the movie.
Yeah, it
posters.
Shows up weird. Like, yeah, I wish it just had hey, if you could export just a list of the movies, that would be great. Mm-hmm. Just give me a text document. List of movies, all I need.
Right.
But hey. But yeah, I would, and I want to say hi to our chat room.
What is going on, chat
room? Hi, chat room. We have Hando, and Buxley, and Magua.
Why? What's going
on? Makes me think of Gremlins.
that movie scared me as a kid, by the way.
It did. It did me too.
My younger brother, 4 years younger, he's like, it's okay. He like patted me on the shoulder. It's like, it's okay.
I'll tell you what freaked me out when I was 6 years old. To this day, nothing freaked me out more than this. Michael Jackson's Thriller video. I ran upstairs. I was so scared and hid under my covers. That freaked me out. Like when his eyes turned yellow, that was it. I was done.
That for me, I think that was the start of my love of like horror films. Because for whatever reason, did the opposite. Because when I was really young, in order for my parents to get me to go to bed, they would put on Twilight Zone.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
And the music alone would send me to bed. And so now, as an adult, I love the Twilight Zone. I love all those awful 80s, like, TV shows. So you remember Freddy Krueger's Nightmares?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember all that just cheesy Friday the 13th, the TV show?
Oh, I remember.
Like, that's the Chiller channel me. That mm-hmm. came out? It's like wonderful. I love it.
I am not
around
here all
Halloween.
Week.
It's just the best.
That stuff scared the crap out of me.
Yeah,
oh, no, it's awesome.
I remember the first Friday the 13th I watched was number 4, and it was a snow day, and my uncle wanted to watch it, and he was like, I'll tell you when to cover your eyes when he comes out, and so he's like, cover your eyes, cover my eyes. He was like, okay, he's gone. I remove my hands, and it's right when he slices somebody. And I'm like,
that was mean.
I was like, no.
That was awesome.
When did Friday the 13th come out? Was that early 80s, I think it was.
Which one?
The first one.
Huh, let's see. IMDb.
IMDb was
the first one came out.
Oh, 1980.
In 80.
Jesus.
I wasn't old enough to remember when it came out.
See, I remember it because it was after VHS tapes came out, or maybe it was my parents had Betamax. I don't remember. But we were in our house, and I must have been either in first or second grade.
Right.
And I don't remember any of the movie because I think I covered my eyes through almost all of it.
Right.
And then it gets to the end, and you know, you have the lake scene. Spoiler, by the way, people.
Right, right,
just spoiler.
Right.
Spoiler. It's only been 30 plus years.
Right, right.
the lake scene, and then he jumps out of the lake and grabs the girl. And that, I screamed, because I thought it was at the calming point. You know, right. I think everybody thought that.
Oh, yeah.
And as a, you know, how old is first grade?
Six years old.
What the hell are my parents thinking, letting you watch Friday the 13th at six? I don't know, but.
See, that's the.
They're trying to toughen you up.
But come on now. But see, back then. You gotta admit, I mean, that's when parents were laid back a little bit more.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember having my first sip of beer before I was 10.
Yeah, I did not.
I did too. And I go,
yeah, all right.
Well, I guess that my parents didn't drink, so that's why I didn't have my first sip of beer. But.
Right. I mean, I just remember that first time, and it was like, yep, that's why you don't drink it.
Yeah.
And then they turned the can up to themselves.
Yeah,
like,
they don't do that anymore. Now it's more of an approach where keep it away from them until they feel the need that they have to do it. Yeah.
Right.
But, this weekend,
all right,
we could talk about what we did this weekend.
Let's do that.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
What do you mean, you people?
So this is a culmination of both weekends, since last week we didn't have a show, but we cleaned out our freaking shed for the first time since we've been here.
Because I saw a snake.
Because Jay saw a snake. So Jay takes action after he sees a snake, and he cleans it out, puts pallets on, and it's like, it takes a snake for him to freaking clean out.
What kind of
shed.
Snake?
It was a rat snake.
It was a rat snake.
But it was the first time we'd ever seen a snake.
It was almost
on our
5 foot
property.
Long.
If you were here in Phoenix, it would have been a rattlesnake,
which
we have had in our garage when we first moved out here. We were moving boxes into the garage, and the door was left open, and my stepfather was like, "I heard a rattle or something. Are you kidding me?
So what do you do to deal with rattlesnakes?
Kill it.
Oh, you don't kill it. Well, we were right by a desert. So very, not really populated with a lot of houses. It wasn't like a subdivision.
Right.
Oh, so you just
kind of shoo it out.
Shoo, rattlesnake, shoo.
CJ, there's no need for killing.
Well,
all
I didn't
this
kill
killing,
the rat snake.
I said
in my past.
In your past.
They would have killed four.
There's no need. Because I wanted to pick it up, but Jay wouldn't let me.
It was
a beautiful snake.
Yeah.
It was probably killing the rats in your house. Not that you have rats, but right. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I haven't seen a mouse.
But I mean, the thing is that the rat snake is, from what we were told, is easily confused with a cotton mouth, because his head almost looks like a diamond, and so people end up,
if you don't look at the eyes,
right, you have to look at the eyes, and it climbs real well. But so we did clean out the shed,
yay for us,
and we patched up a fence.
Oh my gosh,
because one of our dogs, Sammy,
he's an escape artist. Yeah. But he's a Bichon. This is apparently in his breed. They can escape. They can flatten their bodies out really low, and they can escape really easily.
Flat nose.
A black nose?
No, flat nose.
Flat nose.
Flat nose.
I don't know. A little bit. It's not like a pug nose or anything, but it's kind of narrow. But he's known for getting out. If there is, I don't know, maybe a 4 or 5 inch space, he'll easily squeeze out, no problem. If there's any space at all, he'll make his body fit. So we had to take lumber boards and patch up all the fence. So
it took some 1x8s and some stakes and went along the fence where it was kind of where he's dug up under the ground and put these boards down to keep him in.
Because he won't come back. He's not the good kind of dog that'll come back when you call him. No, he'll just run. And then he'll come back mad, like in an hour, wanting to come home. I'm like,
see, our dogs don't really go outside much.
So here's the question, Renee.
Yes.
What are the names of Nicole's dogs?
Oh gosh, don't put me on the spot. Oh,
it's okay.
No, wait a minute.
No.
She's gonna remember.
No, don't do this, because I'm trying to think. Lexi.
Yeah.
You have another one, right?
I do. A black lab.
I can't remember that one.
It rhymes with facts.
Jax?
Yeah, Jax.
Well, I remember Lexi a lot. Yeah, I don't know why I remember Lexi so much.
And the reason,
Lexi's my favorite. Oh. I really talk about her the most.
So, and
she's
the reason,
the Red Doberman.
Yeah.
So the reason, oh my gosh, that was my first dog, a Red Doberman. Aw. But the reason I said that is because the joke is Renee, because in our relationship, I remember all the people's names, and you know, this Twitter handle goes with this name, and the people we meet. So I'm the one that reminds Renee that. Now, Renee, as far as pets, she remembers everybody's pet.
Well,
because she's
a
lover
animal.
He was
like, whoa, because I knew Tom Merritt's dog's name. Jill was like, really? You remember that? I'm like, yeah.
He has two dogs.
Yep, he does.
Yep. We actually had him on the show last week, and then followed up by Kim. Yep. Not last week, week before last.
That. Yep.
So
we have to get Stephanie on to do the triumvirate of.
Oh, I'm sure she would love it.
Yep. Yes, definitely. So that's what we spent this weekend. What did you do this weekend? Is what I want to know.
Somebody
I've played a lot of Hearthstone, not Hearthstone, like I say. Since how do you say it?
I say Hearthstone.
I say Hearthstone.
Why, but I say Hearthstone all the time. Oh, all the time. Hearthstone. And there, apparently there's a big debate about it on like the WoW forums too.
Really? Oh my gosh, really? Come on, people. Yeah. Isn't there something else you could talk about? Talk about how if it's good for the free-to-play model they have. At least talk about that. That makes
I'm in the beta and I've already bought cards.
Really?
Like,
because
yeah,
I play Hokuto and he had this Ragnaros card that you can't kill. And every single turn, it hits 10 damage on you every single time.
I've heard people can tell if...
That was the druid. They're so overpowered.
They can
tell...
No. They can tell the people who have bought cards and who haven't bought cards. Like, you can tell.
Well, yeah, because they're throwing down rares and legendaries left and right.
And you're like, I can't. See, that's what I'm worried about. I mean, we were going to talk about this in media, but shoot, might as well go into media. We'll
that's what I was doing
this
weekend. All I was right, playing a lot of Hearthstone.
Whatever.
All right, so just go ahead and jump
Hearthstone
in.
Was your weekend. Like, hey, weekend, Hearthstone.
Oh, let's jump into the media then.
Let's do it.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Because Hearthstone, we haven't got our beta invite yet.
Right.
And
I didn't get one either. I just...
You got GURPed in.
Yeah, well, Ibit had an extra one, I think.
Ibited it to me.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, is it true that you have fun even if you lose? I've heard that. Okay.
I'm a very competitive person. In case you didn't realize that from a final score or lately. I played a lot of sports in school, and it's just I don't know. It's just ingrained in me, and when I especially do like multiplayer, Call of Duty, Last of Us. I become less ladylike.
See, I want to experience
more
that.
Of a trucker mouth. And
I'm jealous.
I want
to
experience
I'm the opposite.
That.
Like I hate to lose, so therefore I just don't play. That's my, because if I never play, then I never lose. But I'm trying to get myself out of that.
Did you do a lot of PvP, like Battlegrounds in WoW?
Avoided PvP like the plague. I did it when I needed it for an achievement or a pet, and that's about it. So I'm trying to get a little better because I hated losing because I would get so mad at myself that it's not a good feeling to me. But I wish I could just get over that and just try for the next one, you know?
I will say with Hearthstone, I'm not as competitive. It doesn't feel as intense of a feeling that, you know, PvP in WoW or even multiplayer in, you know, some shooter games feels. Like with Last of Us multiplayer, it's very personal when somebody, you know, someone on the other end is executing you with like a board and they're getting all up in you.
Right.
Yeah. With cards, it's just cards and there's all, it's math.
Right.
It's not like, it's a lot of times there is skill involved, definitely skill involved, but when it comes down to it, it's adding and subtracting and trying to plan the most strategic way you're going to play those cards. I guess I just don't find it as, what's the word? I don't know.
Humiliating?
Maybe. I don't
know. Because I'm like, crap.
I think you would like it, Renee.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to try it since I don't like to lose at things and I don't like to be competitive. And I'm trying to put myself out there. So I think Hearthstone would be a good idea. So I'll try it.
Have you ever done a TCG before?
Briefly did Magic. Very briefly.
See, I've never done one. I tried the physical WoW TCG one, and I'm like,
I haven't played competitively against people. Like, right. I've been to a Magic tournament, a serious business, at Magic tournaments. But I intend to play, to at least try it out.
Yeah, at first I was like, man, I ain't get a beta. I'm not gonna watch anybody play. Because I don't want, I watched Scott play like 3 games and I was like, okay, that's it. I'm not watching it anymore because.
But they're different every time though.
I know. I noticed that. And so, I just wait patiently. I have plenty of other stuff to do. We went out and bought a PS Vita this past weekend.
Ooh, that's a good purchase.
Because there's this podcast of these three ladies and they talk about it so much.
Yeah.
You know,
so. And so he was like, so I know we have 2 PS4s on order. What if we cancel one of those and I get a PS Vita now instead? I was like, all right. But I made him promise that his Nintendo 3DS would not go to the gadgets graveyard.
And it hasn't.
It hasn't yet.
I play both of mine. And in fact, I go in, phases with. Sometimes I'm in love with my Vita, sometimes in love with the DS. It just depends on the game.
Right.
I'm so excited. Did you get it at the $199 price?
I did. Because I waited. Mr. Steve Wilkerson from the, Elder Geek. He was like, they're supposed to be having an announcement, and the rumor is that they're going to drop the price in September. You know? And I was like, really? So I waited, And then,
it's August. How'd you get the...
Well, it was August. It was August.
Oh, okay.
It was August.
They said September, but it ended up being August.
It was actually in August. Okay.
Oh, he may have said August. I can't remember. He said a few weeks out. So I assumed September. But they made an announcement and everything. So, and plus we have PS Plus as well.
So a lot of free games.
It was like as soon as I got it, I got a 32-gigabyte card.
Like Christmas, right?
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, there's Uncharted. Ooh, there's, and the one that I got was the, Walking Dead bundle that came with The Walking Dead, which I've already played on Steam, but it also came with a 4 gig card, and this was the 3G and Wi-Fi model.
But, did you play the 200 days extension one?
400 days we did.
Yep. 400 days. 200 days.
We played that.
Yeah, we played that one. Did you get to play it?
Oh, I haven't played it yet.
It's really quick and easy. You'll get through it in like an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was like an hour and 15 minutes for us.
It's really, really short. It's like a teaser more than anything. It's not a whole new adventure.
I wasn't disappointed, but
I was a little bit more.
But I mean, okay, I was disappointed because it was an hour and 15, I think.
Yeah,
but it was like it's like quick short stories of individuals
little things. So right,
so I know you highly recommend, you said Little Big Planet is the best on the Vita.
It's the best, I think it's the best out of all of the games that have ever been with Little Big Planet.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the way that they use the touchpad on the back, the story, the little arcade games. There's so much value in that Vita version, and it just feels like it needs to be on a portable device.
I bet you what he's going to be getting.
Well, I mean, there's a couple I've been thinking about getting. I've been thinking about getting that one. I've been thinking about getting the Ultimate Marvel Capcom one because it's just a regular fighter that I want to try out.
Mortal Kombat is really good on the Vita, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get that
instead. He likes fighting games.
Well, I mean, is it a quick boot up, play, and put back down?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's what
it's just, did you play Mortal Kombat when it was released on PS3?
Oh, no, I didn't play it on PS3. I'm just talking about as a kid.
Oh. Back so they rebooted it completely was it last year or this year? I can't remember.
Really?
But there's a whole new story with it, the gameplay. It's really great. And it's on the Vita as well.
Huh.
It's really good.
I'm loving this because she's like, okay, getting this.
Sorry.
No.
Well, no, there's just a lot that I'm thinking about. I mean, it's only $14.96.
Yeah. It's only $49.
Only. I love adding only to anything. But it's only $1,000.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like they're giving it
it's
away.
It's only $9.99. Yeah, put it like that. It's only.
Yeah, when you add that, it makes it okay.
But the game the only game that I've played on it so far, but I liked it, is an indie game called Guacamelee. Have you played that yet?
I haven't, but I remember Kim. Was it Kim that?
Yes, there was Kim talking about it.
It's so cute.
It is freaking awesome.
It's fun. Yeah.
It is awesome.
It's like luchador RPG. It's so.
Right. And it's a little platformer also.
Yeah, it's a little platformer.
And then on PlayStation Plus, there's the two indie games I picked up was that Decoder or the little.
Mm-hmm.
I picked that one up. That game is awesome.
It's hard too.
Yeah.
Is it the one with the princess?
Yes, it's the one with the princess. That game.
It's the black and white one, right?
Yes.
Where you gotta use the light and the shade and.
No.
This
oh no, that's
different.
That's Eraser.
No.
I know which one you're talking about because
that one was on PlayStation.
That one's on PlayStation
as well,
and that one's really hard.
Yeah, Jay
this is the one where you're this little undead guy. You're a ghost or something, as this prince is trying to escape from this evil person, and you're escorting this princess out, but she doesn't know you're there. All she knows is that she's walking, and all of a sudden these blocks are moving, and it's guiding her safely out of the castle.
I mean, wouldn't it freak you out a bit? Okay.
And then
all right.
If you double tap the touch screen, you turn into like this super skeleton, and you can pick her up and carry her over stuff. And it's a cool little indie game.
I'll tell you what, I am surprised that they keep coming up with new functions and mechanics and games after all this time. There's still always something new.
Yeah,
the innovation.
Yeah.
You should also try Tales from Space, Mutant Blob Attacks.
Mutant Blob Attacks.
It's
a side-scrolling.
Campy and awesome.
Have you played that one?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
It's so cute. You play a little blob, and then you go around and you absorb your surroundings. So you'll absorb like screws and blocks and just whatever's in the room. And it's as you grow, then you can absorb bigger things.
Oh, you talked about this.
Isn't this like that one game, Katamari Damacy?
I play the Katamari or whatever, where you roll it around a little bit. But this one's much more satisfying to me.
All right. That sounds like I probably like
this
it.
This cute little, the artwork and the animation is really adorable, and you're absorbing humans by the end of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember the old movie, The Blob?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Now that scared me because it was like,
Right.
It's all jelly. Kind of like that. So
the movie we actually decided to the movie we chose a few weeks ago was Heckler. Have you ever seen Heckler?
Is that with it's a documentary?
Jamie, yes, Jamie.
With
Jamie
Kennedy. With Jamie. Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it's
whatever. I do not feel sorry for Jamie Kennedy.
It came off as a little whiny.
I'm sorry.
A little whiny.
It was, but you know what? When I think of Jamie Kennedy, I also think of Scott Green.
Tom Green?
Not Tom Green.
Scott Green.
Scott Green.
Yeah.
Is it Scott Green who does Robot Chicken?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He
was in Austin Powers.
Oh, okay.
He Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
And it feels like those two kind of came on the scene about the same time. And Green went and did cool stuff with his career, right? And
Seth Green,
Jamie just kind of lived in the past.
Yep, okay. It's Seth Green. Okay, yeah.
Seth Green.
Thanks, Buxley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Seth Green.
Sorry about that.
But, okay, I guess the reason, my thing was, when I, what was the show that he was in? Was it Beverly Hills Gangster or whatever?
Yeah,
it was?
Something like that. Yeah, that's
where he was
the
white. The
one where he would go around talking to all these reviewers. It doesn't matter if they're the most insignificant reviewer on the internet. He would go to them and read out the review that they gave him.
Right.
He's like, dude, why'd you say that about me, man?
It's
a personal attack.
Okay, I think what bothered me was that, okay, dude, you're in the limelight. You're famous. There's going to be haters.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And
it's par for the course, right?
Right, yeah. Right. I'm just like,
even in podcasting, if you're big enough, you're gonna get haters.
Right.
Oh my gosh. You get a thick skin with podcasting, man.
Yeah, and kind of like one of the things that Tom said, because I asked Tom on the show, was like, you know, how much hate do you get? And he said, I actually don't get a lot. He was like, who I do feel, you know, who I do see a lot of hate are the females that are podcasting, like, you know, Veronica, Eileen,
Felicia Day,
and I guess you can attest to that too, that you probably get some of that flack.
Pretty mean things. Like when I first started Lazy Elite, mm-hmm. I got some emails that I was just like, oh wow.
Right.
I was like, I can't believe he just called me the C word.
Yeah. Wow. I've been so shielded. I don't know what it is.
No, I'm not kidding you.
See, that's crazy. It's like, what is so important that you feel like you have to take it to that level? But
see, that's what I don't understand. See,
they're looking for a reaction, you know?
Yeah. That's part of it too. That was kind of like, I felt like he was giving them power by bringing them in, giving them a stage, you know, like, you know, Jamie Kennedy read my stuff and I trolled him and, you know.
But you know what though? He had the last laugh. Do you ever think that maybe this documentary wasn't so impartial, that it was pretty biased because he knew he was making this documentary?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Documentaries aren't
like that.
We look at documentaries to be this kind of pure form of the truth, but really, it still has a person directing it. It still has a person dictating the story.
And,
so.
And I've seen so many that I can tell the slant now. It's
There's
always a slant because mm-hmm. someone always has a personal agenda as to why they want. They're passionate about something, so they make a documentary. So their mm-hmm. passion leans one way or the other most of the time.
But. Right.
So what do we have for our upper and lower today? Or what?
Yeah, Hando, for our upper and lower, 40. It is 40. No, actually, it is 36 to 153.
All right.
That's what we're rolling for.
Well, he's doing that. What were you going to say, Jay?
And then also, I watched Anchorman for the first time yesterday.
Oh, did you love it?
I didn't love it.
Okay. First time, right?
It was my first time. And
you got to watch it at least over the next year or so. You have to watch it at least two more times.
So I have to admit.
It becomes funnier each and every time. Because the first time I watched it, I was exactly like you. And I was like, I don't know. It was okay, but it gets funnier, I promise you.
So my thing is, I'm not a huge Will Ferrell fan.
I'm just going to start calling you Patrick.
Oh.
Really?
Oh. Patrick hates Will Ferrell. Every single time I would bring up a
he
movie.
He likes Will Ferrell, though. He likes him in Talladega Nights.
Okay, I like him in Talladega Nights.
What was that
I like
one?
Them in The Campaign.
Yeah. But
those two were great.
What other stuff do you not like him in?
I didn't like him in Step Brothers. Seemed kind of.
I haven't seen Step Brothers, so I can't.
No, I mean, I think I just need to watch some more. But the person
did
that
you like the college movie? What was it? House Party?
Oh, Old School.
Not Old School. Yeah.
No.
Not the Kid and Play one.
No, I like the House Party. It was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
House Party. Was
you
cool.
You letting your '90s show a little bit?
Yeah. Or not.
That's the show sometimes.
So.
Will Ferrell was not great in Elf. Buxley.
What? I don't know you. I have to go right now. It's one of my favorite movies.
Wow. I haven't seen Elf, so I really haven't seen it. So
I probably, you know what? I need to watch it again because Bernie Mac was in there, and Bernie Mac was pretty fun.
I love that. That's the reason he's gonna watch it was because of that.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch it again.
We're gonna watch Elf.
Yeah, Bernie Mac was. Oh no, that was Bad Santa, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's not. Bernie Mac's not an Elf. Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't.
Well, that'll give him less incentive to
watch
it.
Well, I'll watch Elf.
We're still gonna watch it.
I'll watch
it's
Elf
still
again.
Good. The holidays are coming up.
Okay.
It is.
So, Anchorman, Steve Carell made that movie for me. I love Steve Carell's character.
Yeah, I love Brick. Lamp.
I love Lamp. That's the. And Jay was like, I get the reference now because he'd heard it all
right.
Like, everywhere. I was like, yeah.
And then I did like the point where it was like, it's the pleats. It's the pleats.
Yeah.
You that know?
Was, yeah.
So, and that was pretty funny.
Christina you know, Applegate, has she even done much? I know she had that.
She
sitcom.
Did that TV show.
A TV show, yeah.
Applying.
Other than that, yeah.
Which is kind of fitting for me because I was up all the time during that show.
And then We also watched
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
The most deaf version.
Yes, the most deaf version. Jay had never seen it, and I had seen it a long time ago, so we watched it again, and it was good. I forgot how much it veered away from the book, because I just started reading the book, so it veers away from the books a little bit to tell the complete story, but I like it. Plus, most deaf is freaking awesome in that role.
So is Zooey Deschanel.
She's that's because you have a crush on her.
I do have a crush on
her. She's pretty. It's those eyes. But
Do you watch New Girl?
Oh, gosh. Religiously. Love New Girl. Love that show.
Okay, our top three shows. Top three shows in our house. New Girl.
Modern Family.
Wait a minute. New Girl. What's the name?
We're doing sitcoms, right?
Yeah. What's her name, babe?
Mindy.
Mindy Project.
The Mindy Project.
I've been wanting to watch that.
That's so good.
Is it good? Okay.
It is really good.
Her character, she plays intelligent so well. It's great because you're probably used to seeing her is Kelly, who is kind of a dumb, but she plays intelligent, snarky, funny so well. It's great.
It is so awesome. That one is just hilarious. And probably Breaking Bad right now.
Yeah.
Maybe. If I had to do three.
Yeah.
Well, does Orange is the New Black count?
Yes. Okay. That's amazing. Oh, my God. When I finished it, have you finished it yet?
Yes, finished it.
We binged watched it. It was so good.
I did, too.
I can't believe people who just are like, yeah, we're going to spread it out. I'm like, no, you have to watch it all.
No, don't spread it. I mean, spread it out. Because the way they ended the season, it was like, really? I can't watch the next one. And I was like, why do we do this?
I forget. I sometimes forget I finished it, and I find myself going into Netflix, and I'm like, oh, there's no episodes. Damn it.
Oh, I want to watch some more.
That show is so damn good.
Hando chose 100, by the way.
So 100 is Brick. this is a recommendal, I believe.
That's a definite recommendal.
Okay, this is a recommendal. Teenage loner Brendan Fry navigates his high school's intense social network to discover a killer's identity after his secret crush is murdered.
That sounds campy. Is it campy?
No. It's real. I think you're going to like it because it has Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He plays, and it's very noir.
It's Robin.
Even though, it's in high school, it's very, like high school noir. It's weird. That's a weird term for it, but you're gonna think that when you watch it.
Right.
Cool. All right. Okay. Awesome. It's 109 minutes. That's cool.
Yeah. So it's less than 2 hours.
It is. So Brick.
You have to let me know how you like it.
Yes, we definitely will. And we've been back into WoW.
Yeah, we've been playing WoW more lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
Alliance side.
Yeah,
actually.
So I went through this thing of where doing the whole dailies and everything else and, trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't play for a bit. And after going to Nerdtacular and everything, it was kind of like, what can we do to try to get back into this? And it was like, we've heard friends doing the double agent. Achievement Alliance and the other side. And I was like, I haven't seen the Alliance side since Cataclysm. Let's do it. And so we started, started new characters on Airy Peak, and we've been leveling those, and we got them up to 48. So it's been fun actually seeing the changes that they've done.
Yeah. So we're 48. So we'll be in Outland before you know it.
So did you start Alliance?
I did.
I started. I was Horde.
Yeah, Renee has always been a Horde.
I've always been a Horde.
I started out Alliance.
And so then, did I.
And then around Burning Crusade is when me and my friends, we all wanted to try something different, and we went Horde. And I was Horde ever since. That's where I met Renee during Burning Crusade. And then we joined AIE during Wrath of the Lich King around Easter, I think. Yeah. Because our old server, that family guild broke up and some whole bunch of stuff. And we were actually going to quit. But then I was like, I've been listening to the Instance ever since it started. Let's go. I never went to AIE because I didn't want to be that fan.
I get it.
We
didn't want to be that fan, so we didn't go over there. And I was like, let's give the community a try. And it's been one of the best things we've done.
It was wonderful.
Same here. I pulled, so Mark and I we were Alliance, and we were on the Anvil Mars server, and we were in a guild called Nerds Like Us.
Nice.
That is great. That's a great name.
And that's a lot of, there was a couple of guild members in there that kind of helped me understand raiding, because we would run Kara. And so I started to get more solid. And then this was before you could actually transfer from your main, you know, my main was a paladin.
Right.
And so when I went over to start a horde member on Earthen Ring, I did a blood elf. Was it a paladin or what the heck? Maybe a priest. I can't remember. I think it was a priest, because I wanted to try out the priest, because I thought healing as a priest would be far easier than healing as a paladin.
Right, right.
It's just a different type of healing.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. But once I could move my main from Anvil Mar over Earthen Ring, I did. Nice. But I was just like you. I didn't want to seem like the fangirl.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because, you know, I remember on the show, yeah, man, people, as soon as I get on, people send me tales and everybody thinks I'm supposed to talk to them or all this other stuff.
So, but, yeah, I definitely don't want to be that fan. So,
right.
I try my,
but it's cool.
I don't mind talking. I've had a few people talk to me in game and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Nice to meet you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I tried to get somebody to come up and say hi to you, but they were too scared at Nerds Like Us. Oh,
what's that, Disney?
Why were they scared? Am I that intimidating? Oh.
Stop calling people out, Jay. Yeah, but I was like, she's so nice. She's super cool. But no, I don't want to bother her.
Right,
I
don't
like,
she seems so busy.
Well, that's always the case. I always seem busy.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm looking at the clock, and I know we have 8 minutes.
So, okay. So what do you really want to talk
there's
about?
There's a couple things I do want to talk about.
Okay.
Because I saw the picture of the peanut butter cookies you made.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of our sections is food, and we're going to come back to this for everybody else after the show. But let's talk about these cookies that were better than store-bought, as Mark says.
So when I get stressed out, I bake. And we had a very stressful weekend with our son, Mateo.
Right.
He has an ear infection. I think his molars are coming in. He's been waking up at 4 a.m. every morning. Wow. So I decided I'm going to bake some cookies. And so I made some peanut butter cookies. I haven't made in a while.
Right.
And they were probably the best peanut butter cookies I've ever made, to be honest with you.
That's one of my favorite cookies.
I saw those. Jay loves peanut butter cookies.
I was like, look at the imperfection with the fork. You can just tell they're just homemade. You know, it's like, oh, it looks so great.
Anybody that makes peanut butter cookies without using a fork, they aren't doing it right.
I also find the key to a really good cookie is softened butter. You have to soften that butter.
Yeah. Yes. Renee's a baker. You know,
I'm a baker.
Especially
cookies for Christmas.
Yeah.
I've been doing that since I was a little girl. But we made cinnamon rolls from scratch. We made a homemade chocolate cake from scratch.
Do you do baklava?
I've never done baklava, but I've seen instructions on how to do it, and it looks so complicated.
No, it's not. It's not. I have the recipe for you. It is super easy, and you will make Jay a very happy man.
Maybe we'll do that, because there's a baklava sundae that we get when we go to the Greek festival every year, and that baklava sundae changes my life every year. So
it just is a little tedious, because you're laying the phyllo dough and wiping on the butter. It just takes a little time, but as far as the ingredients, super, super easy. So I'll send you that recipe. It's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And I want to say, when Kim was on the show, I got stricken with being really sad because I found out Ralphie wasn't going to be at Dragon Con, right?
He was so sad.
So I was devastated. And then, a couple of days later, I see a tweet.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I'm not just going to talk about it long, but, you know, I'm sad to hear that you're not going to be there,
very
but
sad.
Totally.
I'm
understand.
I'm completely bummed. So I'm kind of, I told Kim, I said, would you be my stand-in? And she's like, of course.
Aww.
And
right.
So,
you tweeted that you feel like a jerk because you feel bummed. Don't feel like a jerk.
Right.
I know.
Because
I had all these like things in my head. I was going to get a picture with Hilo from Battlestar Galactica. There's the whole bunch of True Blood going to be there. Like, what one of my favorite things about Dragon Con, if you've never been, it's the largest run fan con in the United States. And the accessibility, yes, you sometimes you have to pay a couple bucks or, you know, $10, $20, even up to, you know, I've seen them as high as 50.
Yeah.
But when are you going to have an opportunity really to meet these people? I mean, to me, it's like a dream, you know,
right.
Kind of like when I was a kid, I grew up in Missouri. So California was just a place on TV.
Right.
And everybody on TV was like this magical thing. So I still, to this day, get like nervous and just super excited when I go to these cons and I see people that have been on television or things like that. So I love it. I just dive headfirst into that stuff. I don't care if it's cheesy. When I met the cast from Archer, the two people, Pam Poovey, who's my favorite, the voice actress, Amber Nash, and then Lucky Yates, who also does voice acting for Archer. When I met them, I just told them, I go, I'm going to be ridiculous because I think you're awesome.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, so, like, I haven't met anybody super famous yet. And I don't know.
You're gonna go to Dragon Con, right?
Yeah, I go to Dragon Con, but I don't really meet anybody there because I don't want to stay in line.
Well,
for, like,
this is our
forever.
This will be our fourth year.
Yeah,
our third year.
Third or fourth year.
That we'll be going because Renee's sister lives down there, and we stay.
This is great.
Right outside of Atlanta, so
that's
it's like
awesome.
So we stay with her, and then we ride in every day.
Which
on
saves
the
us, you know, $300 or $400.
Yeah.
So.
Which is why you can spend that $20, $40 to meet someone that you would really like to just meet.
I'd be so
get
nervous.
That experience.
I would know
well,
what
the
to
cool
say.
Thing was last year I got to
it
meet.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to say anything. they're the one to say something.
Yeah, I got to meet Ari Salvatore, which I didn't have to pay anything, but he's like one of my favorite authors after the Sword and Laser panel. So that was really cool for me because I absolutely love, you know, his writing and his his novels that he's done. And I'm excited to hear that they're going to have Jim Butcher there.
Exactly. You know. Dresden Files.
Yeah. So
Jay loves that series.
I read through those so quick, you know, so I'm absolutely just excited about that. And it doesn't take much for me. I may try to meet Billy Dee.
Billy D?
Oh, wow.
That would be cool.
I didn't know he was going to be there. Yep. I was in the bathroom with, what's her name? Star Trek. O'Hare.
Oh, cool.
O'Hara. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not a big Star Trek fan.
She's so graceful and
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, she was washing her hands, and I was washing my hands. I'm like, hi. So it was so nerdy.
Oh, my
I loved
gosh.
It.
Right.
I mean, is that what you're afraid of, Renee? Like, you don't want to be the fangirl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they
I don't
want
be...
you to be that fangirl. They want you to do that. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
I know. But,
create
I
a moment.
It.
It's fine.
Yeah, be encouraged, Renee. See that?
Thank you
for saying that.
I will try.
Because
my best,
a lot of times,
I would
I'm
love
the one that,
to meet.
See, I don't mind asking because the worst thing they can say is no.
That is a horrible thing, though.
And if they say no, my life isn't changed.
Yeah, I know. I have to work on things.
Now, if it's changed, if I say, hey, can I have my shirt back? And they say no, then I'm without a shirt. So
and also, as long as you're not... you know, in the urinal next to you.
Right, right.
It's a little creepy.
Right.
Like, or eating or something like that. They're at that con to meet their fans.
Right.
There are some people, some actors that I feel a little sad for that I'm like, I wish I liked you.
Right.
And I would go and I would talk to you. You know, a lot of times they just want somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Because they're just sitting there bored. So.
So.
Why not?
Not to run you off.
Yes.
But, I want to make sure you...
But I want to make sure you're on time. But I also want to make sure you have time to pimp yourself. So take this time, Nicole.
Oh, okay.
And let the pimpage begin.
If honestly, that's why I use my about.me page.
Exactly.
about.me/Nicole's Bag. But I do a lot of different things on the web. Like we talked about, my husband and I do a video podcast called The Wood Whisperer. We have a free portion of the site, which it has over 200 videos, how-to videos. If you've even had an inkling of going, I would like to build something with wood, we go through the basics in those free videos and even get into some projects like building a cutting board and stuff like that. And then when you want to kind of take it to the next step or feel that we really wanted to give a way for the fans of the show to kind of give back because we ran that for free for so long that we create a paid portion, a membership side of our website called the Guild.
Right.
So the woodwhisperguild.com, and it's more intensive step-by-step. You get a project plan, you get a SketchUp drawing, you get, you know, in some cases 10 hours of video walking you through every single step you would possibly need. You get free consulting with my husband if you get into a place that you can't. So we try to empower people. If you really want to build something with wood, the only thing holding you back is really you and maybe your lack of tools.
Right.
Yeah, of course, because it's hard to do woodworking with no tools. But that sounds awesome. Yeah.
Well, the Wood Whisperer and Ladies of Lee, and then Final Score, kind of my things.
Cool. So about.me/Nicole Spag.
You've been awesome to have on.
Thank you, Nicole, for being on. And
thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't stay longer.
No, that's okay. Thanks for the time. We totally get it.
We totally understand. Totally appreciate you being on in the first place. So.
Awesome. Well, carry on. I'm sure you got more to talk about.
Yes. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're going to have to go out. I have to go to the restroom.
All right.
Sorry. You have to talk without me.
I have to go to the restroom. Oh, okay. Renee's got to go potty. So, going to switch over here. All right. Here we go. So, show is still going on. So, so that was Nicole. Again, you can find more about Nicole at about.me/NicoleSpag. NicoleSpag. You have the links to her Twitter, Facebook, and all the other projects that she works on. And also, you know, the business that her and her husband do, thewoodwhisperer.com. So I was looking through the chat through here. And actually, I'm going to wait till Renee gets back before we do that. But then one of the other things that we did this week, we had a visit. We had visitors. You know, you may remember a couple of shows back, we had Visit the Butts. And yes, that's their last name, Tony and Kendra Butt. We went to go visit. They came down and visited us. They stopped in on their way to Holiday World. And we got to hang out with them for dinner and spend a little time with those guys. And it was pretty nice hanging out with Kendra and Tony, you know?
Yeah. It's always awesome seeing her. That is my girl.
Right.
Back when.
And I was holding off, but do you see the request from Mr. Hendo himself?
What Hendo?
It's about midway up.
No.
I
would love to.
So we're going to give a huge shout out.
Huge.
Go ahead.
Hendo has a new job. So
nice.
I want to give a shout out for Hendo and his new job. New jobs are the ish.
Right.
I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if you're a pimp or you're an ice skater.
It's nice to get paid.
Or you're a window washer.
Right.
Or you're a CEO.
Or if you're dancing on a pole.
But whatever you're doing in your highly lucrative new job, I wish you well. That sounds awesome.
I think he's dancing on the pole.
On the pole?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
That's a respectable job.
Congrats on your pole job.
Yep.
And we were talking about portable games earlier. Just wanted to give a shout out to Buxley's portable game.
Yep.
And for once, why did I freaking forget the name of it?
A Simple Task.
Simple Task. Thank you.
Yep.
It's not a simple task to remember.
Buxley in the chat room, a lot of you know from the Bright Labs. Oh, man.
Bright Lab?
I think it's Bright Ideas.
We are horrible podcasters. Bright Labs.
I think it's the Bright Idea Labs.
Bright Idea Labs. There's a lot of stuff called Bright Labs.
Is Bucks still in the chat room?
Bright Idea. Bright Idea. She's called Bright Idea Labs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so.
He has a game out there, A Simple Task, which is free. And it seems very simple, but it's very hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Basically, you have 4 minutes to click all the numbers from 1 to 100, and you have to get it done in 4 minutes. So I challenge you all.
I can't do it. I have to have help.
Yep. Renee and I, we two-manned it.
But we did it.
Right.
So As far as food, I wanted to talk about bringing us backtrack a little bit. Final Fantasy 14.
Yes. To bring up. Final Fantasy 14 this weekend was the early access for people that had pre-ordered. Now, Final Fantasy 14, if you listen to our show, you may remember we pre-ordered. Oh, no, we podcast after Final Fantasy 14 started, I guess. Yeah. So prior to our podcast, I think so.
Was it prior?
I can't remember if it was prior or not, but I know we were doing a blog. We were in Final Fantasy 14, which was a MMO by Square Enix off the Final Fantasy franchise that went belly up. And by belly up, meaning it was horrible.
Yeah, they went so far as to apologize, and they canned everybody to do with Final Fantasy 14, the original one.
I still have here the collector's edition, the original collector's edition that Renee and I bought. We got two of these.
I was so excited. I played 11, and I told Jay it's going to be great. Da, 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 da. They proved me wrong.
So we went out and bought them. Two of these, right?
And it turned out to be crap.
And it was crap.
And
so,
yeah.
Final Fantasy Square Enix, being true to the company they are, they rebooted the whole thing. So it's a Realm Reborn now. And tomorrow at 2 p.m., we will be able to play 2 p.m., right. Not 2 p.m., but 2 a.m. Eastern. Yeah. PS Pacific time, we'll be able to play free for 2 weeks.
Right.
And as 1.0 owners.
And from what I've heard, I saw a long rant by our good friend Galadian about his inability to get into the early access servers, which is what, you know, he paid for.
Right, right.
And so hopefully they have all this stuff fixed. It's like they have various problems, like they don't have an AFK kick thing, so people, because they AFK in the game
forever. Okay.
And so, and then they don't have a queue, they just have, you have to spam login and hope that you get in.
Wow.
So he's a little upset, so he actually streamed it on Twitch, him hitting login over and over.
Wow. So the thing, but the good part for Renee and I, since we had collector's edition, we actually get the collector's edition items for 2.0. So I, you know, as a collector's edition original person that bought it, and I was actually in the beta and got to actually play some of it, and you got to play some of it as well.
I did.
Some of the changes that they made were great.
Yeah. I mean, it felt more cohesive. It felt less tedious and more of a flow. I liked it.
Yep. I am a little sad that they took out the gathering game a little bit with the, you remember we were chopping the logs down, there was a little game with that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a little mini game, but it was hard also. So that's what she said. So that's going on. If you're playing Final Fantasy 14, let us know. We'd like to hear from you. And what your thoughts are on that.
I think the AIE is going to be on Gilgamesh.
Yep, the ARE Guild is on the Gilgamesh, and looking forward to playing with them all. Hey, babe, I smell like poo.
There you go. thank you for admitting that and having the balls to admit that to everyone else as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all, Jay smells like poo.
Hey, Jay. Can
we hear you? I hate you. So, yeah, and also we want to talk about some of the food because we didn't get to talk about where we went. We went to two new places called Charim. It's a Korean place.
Yep.
And Jay had some Korean fried wings.
I did.
And I had some noodle thing.
Right.
And Jay had chicken.
Bulgogi.
It was good. It was a little pricey, really good. But it was good.
Yep. So next time we go, we have to go on a lunch.
Lunch.
Time.
It's a little
even though we'll have less. Actually, we need to go to Lee's Kitchen is where we need to go.
That's the next one.
Right.
And we also went to a sushi place called Atara because we had a Groupon.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little pricey, but they had one of the best sushi, and I don't even like sushi, but they had a
Las Vegas roll.
That was amazing. It was deep fried, which is maybe why I liked it, but it was really tempura. Good. So yay.
Tempura.
Deep fried. It was
lightly fried.
Deep fried.
And then we also went to Clifton's Pizza.
We already talked about that with Kim. Yes, we did.
And I forgot. So I'm going to move right along.
And I made chicken enchiladas, which were supposed to be in the slow cooker. But, okay, so I was done. It was almost dinner time. It was getting kind of close.
Right.
And it was like, okay, put them in the, you can put them in the slow cooker for 2 to 3 hours on low, or you can put them in the oven for 30 minutes. I'm like, why would I even bother with the slow cooker? Just popped it in the oven.
Right.
So it totally defeated the purpose of the slow cooker.
Right.
But I guess that's not one of those things that's best in the slow cooker because there's no point. I guess if you're coming back in 2 to 3 hours, you won't have time to make dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something like that. But other than that, there's no point. And Jay made slow cooker cheesy spaghetti.
I did.
And a lot of it.
And it was so much that we ended up having to freeze some of it.
Because I said what? I said, Jay, if you make all that, we're not going to be able to eat it.
And I said, okay. And I still made it. Because that's what I do.
But
heard you. I said, okay.
Mm.
But Punk Gopher's here, right?
Right. Punk Gopher's here.
Punk Gopher's here. Because this is the bag of popcorn.
This is the culmination.
This is what he has been waiting for. When he packed this box filled with goodies. I don't know. You have to look at the ship date. I'm assuming Punk Gopher's still there. If he's not here, we can't do it. If Punk Gopher's not here, you got to speak up or forever hold your peace. Or we're going to wait to eat the...
April 9th.
Was it really April?
April. I wonder if this is expired.
Oh, there he is.
Punk Gopher's here. So this is the one he's been waiting. He packed this box and he said he wanted us to eat this. We've left this for last for a reason.
No, we didn't. Well, actually, the past couple of times.
We kind of passed over it.
We did pass over it.
It looks like a little like Fruit Loops. This is Sava's. I don't know who Sava is. But Sava's Sweet and Sour Popcorn. Sour, Sational, Orange, Cherry, Lemon, and Apple.
Now I'm gonna go ahead and say I am a huge sour fan. I like the kind that makes your mouth perk. So then Punk Gopher, he apologizes in advance for this.
I feel like I'm walking to my death right now. Da,
da, da, you feel like it's cat poo? Da, da,
da. No, Anchorman. It's not as bad as...
See, throwback to Anchorman.
I'm going to take out one of each kind.
Really, Renee?
Look, you don't tell me how to eat sweet and sour, okay? You eat sweet and sour your way.
I'm just going to grab some. I'm going to eat it like I eat popcorn. So is that suggested that I just eat it like popcorn?
I don't know. It's my turn first.
Okay.
First.
So Renee's getting ready to dig in. Wow, this is sticky. So Renee's, she's taking her bite right now. Her face, you might want to see this on video. So you can go see this at youtube.com/ValentineCast.
Oh, no.
And you'll be able to see her face.
It's not the worst, but it's not what I want for my popcorn.
So, So I have a handful.
Like, after you, it's better on the back end. You might like it. It's better on the back end. TJ takes a little bit. I'm a very split decision.
Hmm.
After you chew it for a while.
No, I like it.
But, okay,
I don't like that for my popcorn, but I like it because I'm the guy that we get a pack of, what's the...
See, now it's not so great.
Sweet tarts.
See, it's like bad, okay, and then bad.
So, do you guys know the sweet tarts, the big, long sweet tart thing?
Mm-hmm.
The Wonka sweet tart candies, the rolls of those?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that will eat a whole roll until my stomach hurts because I absolutely love sweet and tart and tangy.
I don't like because sometimes it makes your like little saliva glands hurt because it puckers so much.
Yeah,
I don't like that. It hurts. Why would you want that?
Well, it's good. It's good. So I used to eat lemons too. So
you're weird.
I used to suck on lemons and stuff like that. So
with sugar or just straight lemons?
Salt, actually.
Oh, you're so weird.
But yeah,
I don't know what to say.
So this week, I did not lose a pound. I didn't lose 0.2. I didn't lose anything.
But that's so good.
My total weight loss still is 108.8.
Right.
And Renee, you maintain as
well. I haven't. Yeah, I maintained. So zero for the week, but that's okay. We're still at 198.4.
200 is so close.
So close.
So close.
We're working on it.
So close.
I do have the total for the Frog Pants group.
I see that.
132 people have lost 553.8 pounds.
Good job, everybody.
4.2 pounds per person.
Great job.
And I'm very proud of everyone. And keep losing. Yep. And, yeah, well, looking great for being on track for next Nerdtacular.
All right. Let's do a little feisty.
Odds and ends.
As we come to the end of our show, since we missed so many people last week because we didn't have a show, we have some birthdays that we had to go over. So last Monday,
there were lots of birthdays.
Rodrigo, also known as Zico, birthday was last Monday, as well as Bill Dinger and one of my coworkers, Wade. So, and my first college roommate, Carl.
I bet Carl and JJ sounds like a sitcom.
It was a
JJ
sitcom.
And Carl.
It was a sitcom. I was the country boy. He was the city guy. He taught me a lot.
Ugh, it's horrible when it comes back up.
Oh, you burnt? And then this past Friday was none other than Xanar. Xanthar.
Xanthar. Xandar.
Xandar, sorry, from the All Things Edible podcast.
Who just got a new tattoo. Congrats on your first tattoo.
Yep. Jason Webb, his birthday was Friday. Tomorrow is my lovely niece, Jocelyn. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jocelyn.
From your aunt and uncle. On Thursday, Celtic Goddess from AIE.
I love her.
Happy birthday to you. As well as Mr. Jeff Anderson from the Cubs Out Loud podcast.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Win Jim. On Thursday, also, is it Thursday or I thought it was Friday for some odd reason?
It might be Friday. Let's say it's Friday.
On Friday, I think it's Nick Nizzy's birthday. Yeah, you might want to double check.
I got right here. Friday.
It's Nick Nizzy's birthday. And just in case, we don't have a show next Monday because we'll be traveling.
Yep. Just in case.
Leslie from the Stuff on My Rabbit and the Tadpool. Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday.
Again, you can find Nicole, all about Nicole Spagnolo, at about.me/NicoleSpag. NicoleSpag. Go check her out.
Yep. She's doing a lot of awesome stuff.
Yep.
And she has an awesome custom made freaking doghouse.
She does.
I'm
absolutely
jealous.
Awesome. If you want to reach Renee and I, if you want to email the show, you can do so by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is
Facebook.com/ValentineCast.
Go out there and like us.
Yep. You can call us and leave us a voicemail. 415-75-BCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen of past podcasts, past video casts, youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Jay's Twitter feed is TheCaoBoi, by the way.
It is. I want to thank you all so, so much.
Yeah, thanks for being here and just chilling with us, talking to us, you know, having a back and forth convo. Thank you to the chat room. There's some new people that came in. Buxley came in. Punk Gopher came in.
Crather
came in.
Mr. Wilkerson.
Elder Geek came in. Yeah. So thanks for everybody for saying hi.
Definitely.
You all rock.
Thank you all for your support and showing support to us. So we'll say a special shout out to Mr. Razorus. What's going on, man? The package is on the way. But yeah, you all have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Smell like poo.
There you go. Did you hear you?